Good afternoon, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Noon Market Report. According to DTN, some samples tested by the Food and Drug Administration show remnants or fragments of the highly pathogenic avian influenza in pasteurized milk, indicating the H5N1 virus has spread across more dairy herds than federal investigators have discovered. In a statement Tuesday, FDA explained the samples of the pasteurized milk have tested positive for the virus, though the agency said the findings do not represent actual virus that may be a risk to consumers. FDA's statement on Tuesday stressed that pasteurization is generally expected to eliminate pathogens to a level that does not pose a risk to consumer health. USDA currently reports 33 dairy herds in 8 states have tested positive for the virus. Well, the American Wagyu Association recently announced Jerry Cassidy as the new executive director of the AWA Board of Directors, effective May 1st. Cassidy brings 30 years of experience from the American Angus Association, presiding as the director of member services since 2016. He has spent a lifetime in the cattle business, possessing a unique insight into all segments of the beef industry. In a statement, Cassidy said he is honored and humbled to be in the position and looks forward to helping foster growth in the association that is fueled by the high-quality carcass merit, including unprecedented marbling. Jerry and his wife, Ellen, both grew up in central Illinois on the seed stock operation and currently reside on a cow-calf small ranch in southwest Missouri. Let's take a break and come back with more ag news right after this.
If your tractor needs to be fixed, you go to a tractor mechanic, not a car shop. So if you want to grow your agriculture business, shouldn't you go to a lender that specializes in agriculture? That's AgWest Farm Credit. We've been 100% focused on agriculture for over 100 years. So we understand your challenges, and we have the deep financial knowledge and experience to help you reach your goals and grow your future. See how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
2 p.m., April 29th, Bear Paw Livestock. Bulls J5 Red sells 45 registered yearling Red Angus bulls and 25 homegrown commercial heifers with guest consigner Klingemann Red Angus. Bulls J5 develops their cattle at the ranch, ensuring their disposition and structure. These bulls are range-ready and balanced for your herd. Featuring sons and daughters of Beaver Stock Market, Becton Scamp, and Beaver Franchise. April 29th at Bear Paw Livestock in Chinook. Visit BullsJ5Reds.com or find them on Facebook.
The top Democrat and Republican on the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee on Tuesday asked the investigative arm of Congress to find out why the Forest Service isn't moving faster to reduce wildfire threats on land and overseas, despite billions of dollars devoted to that cause in recent appropriations. In a letter to the Government Accountability Office, Committee Chair Joe Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, and ranking Republican member John Barrasso of Wyoming, asked for the review of the authorities that allow the Forest Service to speed up and expand its forest thinning and related activities, and for ways to improve forest work that crosses federal and non-federal lines of ownership. The senators broke down the issues into 3 categories for the GAO office, including forest management, firefighting equipment, and land management plans. I will be in D.C. next week for our annual Washington Watch with our National Association of Farm Broadcasting Group, and I intend to ask Senator Barrasso about the details and their relation to grazing for fire mitigation. So stay tuned for those answers. And a big congratulations goes out to the newly elected South Dakota State FFA officer team. A third of the team now hails from the Northern Ag Territory, including Ethan Hendricks of Rapid City, Stevens FFA chapter, being elected as the secretary, and Ben Storm from Sturgis FFA receiving the sentinel position. Of course, there were dozens of teams and individuals that won their CDE and LDE competitions and will now compete at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis this October. Let's take a break and see if the cattle markets could continue their climb, or if that HPAI in pasteurized milk hurt the markets like the first time they discovered it in the cattle herds alone.
Selling your land is the biggest financial decision of your life. Before you think about selling, you need to know how to preserve land equity and save yourself from capital gains tax of up to 30%. A 1031 exchange is the most powerful tool to do that. I'm Zach Robbins, a third-generation Montanan and 1031 specialist. My team will create a strategy that ensures financial security for generations to come. Contact me, Zach Robbins, with Rove Exchange at roveexchange.com.
The Eaton Charlet bullpens are now open. Home to the largest private treaty sale in the nation, Eaton Charlet sells over 500 homegrown yearling bulls annually. Need two-year-old bulls? We've got those too. ETN brand bulls are sold in two groups, pick your price and pick your bull. The Eaton program specializes in herd sire caliber bulls with no bidding and no overpaying. Call Eaton Charlet today at 406-584-7520. That's 406-584-7520.
Unfortunately, upon the news of finding fragments of that HPAI in the pasteurized milk samples, the cattle complex again traded lower, and that included the feeder cattle complex trading lower themselves. In addition to that, there were also other headwinds coming from the box beef prices, as the choice cutoff values were down $1.62 on their mid-morning bid, with them now sitting at $295.78, and certainly not what you'd like to see when the packers and the feedlots are having their standoff of where the cash cattle markets are going to be this week. Checking out some of the futures from today, we did see the May feeders giving away $1.75 at $244.30. August feeders also off $2.52 at $256.87. For the live cattle futures, they felt those similar losses. Luckily, not the limit losses, though, that could have been potential, as the June live cattle futures off $2.07, finishing their day right about $175.07. August live cattle futures also off $2.10 at $173.40. For the lean hogs, they went to a split trend today with their nearby May contract giving away 77 cents at 97.80. July lean, though, up 15 cents at 110.10. Probably the better news, though, is the fact that the local auctions haven't been getting hit so hard, and we're seeing the producers really wanting to build back on this cattle herd, as Montana Livestock Auction had a great test of some of those pairs, with the heifer pairs topping out right at $3,700, most of them coming in about $3,300. Well, the top price on those 3 to 4 year old pairs also coming in with a top price of $3,700, and most of them right about $3,200. When you switch things over to the sheep side of the sales, Pace had a big test on Monday with nearly 2,300 head through their ring. Bigger tests did come from the coal ewes, and those that had a little better dressing definitely saw the better demand, as those average dressing ewes coming in 88 cents a pound up to $1.02 a pound, while the utility coal ewes, not quite as much demand, 75 cents up to 86 cents a pound.
Private treaty sales are now open at Bar F Angus. Jason and Ronnie Bullinger of Jordan are offering 35 registered Black Angus bulls focused on structure, longevity, and disposition. Sons and grandsons of Vermilion Spur, over a dozen Flush Brothers of Sitz Incentive 704, and several Cavingese bulls. Stop by the ranch to view anytime. Bar F Angus offers volume discounts, first season guarantee, and free delivery within 300 miles. Catalog at barfangus.com or call Jason 406-690-8344.
For over 20 years, Amber Waves has been providing quality hopper bins to producers across the region. Hi, Jody Huff here with Amber Waves. We pride ourselves on creating custom, quality bins built right here in America's heartland, Richardton, North Dakota. Our bins can store everything from grain to dry fertilizer, cow cake, distiller's grain, coal, and even frac sand. Built to your specifications, delivered, and set up by our truck drivers. For more information or to find a dealer near you, visit us online at amberwavesinc.com.
It happened again. It happened again. The KC winter wheat had big double-digit gains yet again today, and hey, that's 3 days in a row. I don't want to jinx us, but they're trading stronger on that drier outlook for the southwestern plains and drier outlook also for southwestern Russia wheat areas. Checking out what I talk about, the big prices. May KC winter wheat up 20 cents today at 628 and a quarter. July up 18 and a half at 633. For the Minneapolis spring wheat, double-digit gains again there. May contract up 14 cents at 680 and a quarter. July up 14 and a half at 688 and a half. Finishing the wheat with the Chicago wheat, they too found the double-digit gains up 13 cents, just under the $6 mark of the May contract of the Chicago wheat, right at 598. Well, that's going to do it for our noon market report here on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Mandy Schwab.